What's up, guys? Welcome to the TNA Minute. This is Anthony Sarlo. This week we're going to talk about some of the things that have gone on Impact this week, and we'll roll into some other things that affected this Impact. The first thing we're going to talk about, and I'm going to go through the little things first, and then I'll get to the bigger things as we go, is I want to say something about the Eric Young angle. On Explosion, a week or two ago, they showed it on Impact. He got injured, he fell, he hit his head, and now he is back to being crazy. And the reason why I say back to is because many years ago, maybe about four or five years ago, Eric used to be, his angle was he would play Super Eric, and he was a little nutty, and that was his angle. And they're bringing it back. And why are they bringing it back? I don't know, because they don't have anything for Eric Young to do, possibly, or because TNA management likes that angle, or it's even possible, from what I hear, that Eric Young is liked backstage, and they just decide to give him stuff to do when they don't have anything. So if they have nothing for him to do, they figure, hey, we'll give him the angle that he used to do, and this way he'll get on TV, and, you know, he'll make his money. He was tagging with Orlando Jordan, and if you've listened to the show before, you know how I feel about Orlando Jordan. His initial angle when he was coming down from the rafters in caution tape, I mean, it really sunk himself because he was not popular. The angle they're trying to push him with now is the Adrian Adonis angle, where he's a flamboyant guy. It's still uncomfortable. I mean, the thing with the gum, it's like every time you see him, he has to do something inherently like homosexual to get over, which, I mean, I guess for the angle it's fine, but, I mean, it's not my taste, that's for sure. But it's different, so I could see why they're going to keep trying it. Where he is right now, he's in like, below mid-card hell. He's where Goldust was when Goldust had that strange angle. And that's probably where he's going to stay. I don't see him becoming a breakthrough star with this angle, and I don't think anything is going to come of it other than he's going to build this legacy for being that strange guy who was on TNA for a while and used to be on WWE, for those who remember. Next, I want to talk about Matt Morgan. As I've said every single week that I've done this show, is that I like Matt Morgan a lot. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's good on the microphone, and I think that he's decent in his angles, his mannerisms in the ring, the way he does his moves, the way he acts, his character really comes full force. The problem that I've always said is that he's not the best wrestler when it comes down to it. He's in a feud right now with Ken Anderson. Now, Randy Orton doesn't really feel that Ken Anderson is the best wrestler, as we know. But I don't think Ken Anderson's bad. I'm a big fan of his. I think that he's decent in the ring. Actually, I think he's better than decent. I think he's good. And I think when he's really in the flow, he's much better than some of the others. It's easy to be a wrestling fan and forget, because of how much wrestling is thrown at us in recent time. I mean, when you think about it, when we had WrestleMania 3, WrestleMania 4, it wasn't 5-6 shows of wrestling on a week with all this stuff, with a pay-per-view each month, same matches over and over and over, so it was more memorable. A lot of things that happen, we forget. When Mr. Anderson was Ken Kennedy, before he started getting injury-prone, when he was that bad guy, back in 2006, he had a run in WWE where he was beating champion after champion. That was the run he was on. And he was good. He was awesome. He was building hatred from the fans, but in a good way. And I think pairing him with Morgan now is really what Morgan needs to get to the next level. To me, it looks like they want to push Matt Morgan in that main event circle, but they can't yet because he's just not there. I think using Mr. Kennedy, or Mr. Anderson, I should say, will help him get to that next level. So that's a good thing. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, he walked out of the ring during the tag match with those two guys who are, I'm sure, going to be lackeys for Morgan, or at least a low-level tag team for a while. They were the bodyguards. I can't remember the names, Turner and Hooch or whatever. It's not really important. Yet, I'm sure in a couple months I'm like, oh, do you remember those two guys? But, you know, for now, whatever. The next thing is mostly machine guns and beer money. If you do not watch TNA and you're listening to this show and you don't really care, or you do watch TNA but you haven't watched it recently and you just listen to the show to get news or whatever the reason is that you might not be watching TNA, the Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money is the reason that you should be watching TNA right now. These are some of the best tag team matches I've ever seen. So far they've had three in a row that have been stellar, stellar matches. I mean, I don't do the whole rating system, but if I did rate it out of a five-star scale, their matches would be four easily, and that's, yeah, definitely at least four. And the story they're building within these three matches has been superb so far. They've built things in the matches that you're looking for and, you know, certain things that are moving them forward, like the beer bottle, him missing, James Storm missing the beer bottle and hitting Rude with it this week, and then getting the win, the Motor City Machine Guns getting the win because of it. Their wrestling skills are amazing. And if you watch wrestling and you watch WWE or whatever reason you haven't seen TNA, turn it on because they're definitely worth watching. And if you let's see, how do I put this? If you want to watch something that you haven't seen in a while, turn on TNA. And the reason why I say that is because of the guns and because of beer money. And I know I'm backtracking a little bit, and I apologize, but just stay with me for a second. Everything that is wrong with TNA, from storyline angles to the oversaturation of veterans and other things that are easy to point out, and on other shows and other media, you always hear how awful TNA is and why they're so terrible, and this, that, the other thing. I don't really think that. But I do think those naysayers and the people who are against TNA have not watched a Beer Money Motor City Machine Gun match. Because if they did, they wouldn't be able to only say negative things. Because they are doing the best wrestling that I've seen in at least best tag team wrestling I've seen in a long, long time. In a long time. And if you're missing that, turn it on. What is sad, though, is that Alex Shelley got injured. I don't know if it was this weekend or what, but he got pulled from a pro wrestling guerrilla show, which if you don't watch those shows, you should get yourself some tapes because those are usually really good, too, good independent stuff. But he got pulled from that, so I would assume they're probably going to lose the titles if it's a serious injury. If not, I hope that they would hold on to him for a little while. But we'll see. I guess we'll see on that. We don't really have a ton of information yet. Samoa Joe, apparently upset about the countdown that Borash was doing during his match with Jeff Hardy when he was like 30 seconds left, 20 seconds, 15, 10. It was terrible. It was a stupid thing to do. I've never seen that in wrestling before. It made it look more fake than it's supposed to. I can understand why Joe was upset. I thought it was stupid, and I'm sure a lot of people watching thought it wasn't really that well done. And I think it was just a mistake on their part. Hopefully it won't happen again. Kurt Angle. I want to talk about the Kurt Angle. And I think this might take a while, because I think there's a lot wrong with the Kurt Angle. And that angle is, he's fighting his way through the top 10 to become the champion again. All right, well, three, 4 months ago, Kurt Angle came back from a two-month hiatus. And he came in after the top 10 was made. And so far, he's been going through the top 10 and saying if he loses a match, he's going to give up. He's going to retire unless he wins the title. Well, everybody knows at this point, if you're a wrestling fan, that a retirement angle is bogus. But this angle is really, really, really making the retirement angle look even worse. And I love Kurt Angle. I think he's one of the greatest of our time. But the angle he's in right now, I do not think is a good angle. He is going through guys and just plowing them down, okay? Now, at the same time, he's going through these guys, and they're kicking out of his finisher every time, and the matches are starting to become similar because he's doing the same thing. He's not building up a story with these guys. He's just going number to number to number. Now, if he loses against one of these guys, he's going to retire, supposedly, which he really won't. But I think that's awful because it kills the angle. Because you know D'Angelo De Niro is not going to pin him and retire Kurt Angle. You know Hernandez isn't going to pin Kurt Angle and retire him. So these matches, they're very predictable, for lack of a better word. And because they're predictable, they're not as fun to watch. And I think you would agree with me on that. That being said, we know that he's going to make it as well down to number one. Because they're not going to give him an angle where he's going to get to four and then get retired by Mr. Anderson. It's not going to happen. I don't see it happening. They wouldn't put him in his angle. Whereas I originally thought the top 10 wasn't really that bad of an idea. It was something different, and just something different and made more sense instead of the convolution to this guy keeps getting a rematch 6 months in a row. This is something different. It keeps it fresh. It keeps there being different number one contenders, which is a good thing. But now it seems like this whole thing is built around Kurt Angle. And is Kurt Angle going to be able to make it through the top 10? This might be a good idea. But if you're going to introduce this top 10 and you're going to run with it, you shouldn't have within the first 4 months somebody ram through the ranks and win the title. Did that happen yet? No, obviously it did not. Is it going to happen? In my opinion, I think it is. When will it happen? Probably in another 3 or 4 months, I would say. Maybe a little bit longer. I don't know where they're going to go after that with the top 10 rank, because I feel like the top 10 rank is then going to turn into, oh, this guy's going to go run the gauntlet. He's going to go through these 10 guys over a few month period of time, where they could have built up to that and had that happen once instead of it happening immediately. Is it a bad move? Maybe not. But in my opinion, I don't see anything good coming from this angle. I don't see Kurt Angle should be going for the title anymore. I think Kurt Angle should be building feuds with guys who are need to be built, basically, like the Jay Lethal Ric Flair match. Okay, Ric Flair made Jay Lethal that night. That's what Kurt Angle needs to be doing right now, or even going down that Ric Flair route. Ric Flair is building that Fortune stable, which he basically has now. Kurt Angle should make a wrestling stable, and they should go against each other, something like that. I don't think Kurt Angle should be in the title picture right now. I don't think that's where he should be. He should be somewhere else. He's already held all the titles at one time. He's already defended all the titles at one pay-per-view. Have him do something else. Once again, it's my opinion. If you don't think so, please tell me. But I think I'm right on this one. Finally, the last thing I want to talk about this week, the ECW angle, or EV20. I believe it's called, 2.0, EV 2.0. They're getting their own pay-per-view slot. And in turn, on August 12th, at an Impact taping, or in an Impact, we're going to get a TNA pay-per-view where we have the top matches. Good thing, bad thing? Well, let's look at it from all points of view. The TNA pay-per-views don't make that many buys. They get 8,000, 9,000 buys from what I've heard. Especially the last couple months, they've been doing poor. They've not been doing good at all. Recently, or this past Impact, has been the highest rating Impact in the past 5 months. Part of the reason for that is definitely because of the EV 2.0 angle. It's absolutely the reason. They weren't getting ratings 2 months ago, but now they are. It's a smart move. If more people are interested in seeing ECW, or old ECW, then more people will be interested in buying the pay-per-view, okay? Because your diehard TNA fans are going to buy the pay-per-view. Because there's that electricity in the building when those ECW guys are out there. And the TNA fans, they can tell, all right? And they're going to get this pay-per-view because they want to watch it. But on top of that, ECW fans are going to get this pay-per-view too. Now, in addition to that, there's going to be a TV pay-per-view, basically, on August 12th. And I've seen the card already, and I'm not going to run down the card because it hasn't been announced yet, but I've seen what it is. And it's a legit pay-per-view card. And if you want to know what the card is, you can find it online. It's not hidden. But if you're somebody who doesn't want spoilers, I'm not going to ruin it for you. It's a good card. Now, do I think that they should have put this on free television? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why I don't think that. One of the major reasons that major problems I have with the wrestling business is the fact that they do have pay-per-views every month. It is, and basically from what I said before earlier in the show about WrestleMania 3 and 4, angles were built over a long period of time. They're not making a lot of money on their pay-per-views. People aren't buying them because for a couple reasons, in my opinion. TNA fan base is not that strong, which is a shame because they're not that bad of a company. I prefer them to WWE right now, to be honest with you. Second, because they don't have that big fan base, they're not going to make that as big of a draw. And there has been talk of them going to shorter pay-per-view schedules, maybe only having 4 a year, 6 a year. Instead of giving the people these free matches, build all these angles for another month. Build up to the match. Make people want to see it. And then pay for it. But they're not going to do that. They're going to put it on free TV. Do I think that's a bad idea? Yes, I do. I feel like I just explained why. But I guess in a way, it could be good for them. Because a lot of people still don't watch TNA. If people watch this, and it does play like a pay-per-view, and not like a television Raw or Impact where there's funny segment, wrestling match, segment, 10-minute match, serious segment, 30-second match, 2-minute match, and like that, I don't really think that schedule is going to go well. If they play it like a pay-per-view on a Thursday night, and wrestling fans who are not privied to TNA give this a shot, they might become TNA fans. And then the investment is definitely worth the money. Is it going to pay off? Now time will tell on that. I don't know. But I do think putting the ECW pay-per-view in the spot of TNA is a good thing for the company. I said last week I didn't think it was a good thing for the wrestlers and the TNA roster, and I still don't think it is a good thing for them. But for the company, I do think it is a positive thing to do. And if this works out well, once again, I think they should honestly think about making an EV 2.0 tour, like has been talked about on the internet already, because that could make some serious money, that could bankroll TNA and get their name out there a little bit more than it already is, and just do things for this company. Now, before I end this week, I just have to let everybody know that AJ Styles is going to be on the Brady Hicks show this week. So if you didn't know that, he will be there for an interview. I'm pretty excited to hear it, so make sure you guys check it out. Make sure you check out all the other shows. Everything on this website is good. If you haven't really listened to it a lot yet, listen around. There are good shows. There's a lot of different perspectives on things, which is one of the reasons we have a lot of people on this website. If you have any questions or comments for me, you can email me at wswdvd@gmail.com, wswdvd@gmail.com.